You're listening to the Psycho Lesbians Podcast.
Psycho.
This is episode 4 of the Psycho Lesbian Podcast, and the subject is, do lesbians hate men?
I hate boys! Boys turn into men, and men!
Well,
where's my pretty girl? Where's my sweet little pearl? Where's my bundle of joy? Show me! I came all this way, now you're daring to say that the baby's a boy! Show me! Doctor, doctor, I want my niece! Bring her now, or you'll get no good! Doctor, I want her now! I don't want a nephew, don't mention him again! Don't you know that boys will grow up to be men? I hate boys! I hate boys! Boys make too much noise, fighting all their toys. All they do is fight. Spare me! Rolling in the dirt, always getting hurt. They just scratch and bite. Spare me! Doctor, doctor, what sheer deceit! I want a girl who is soft and sweet. Doctor, doctor, I want her now! I bought all these bonnets, fancy frills and lace. Only a girl deserves my embrace. I hate boys.
Question is, do lesbians hate men?
I don't think so. At least most of the lesbians I've met don't exactly hate men. Just don't have a need for them.
I don't think it's that we don't have a need for them.
Well,
I think as far
do.
As like hate and dislike and like all of those emotions, we just don't interact with them that much.
Yeah, all we need them for is their sperm.
That's not true.
And we can get that at the cryobank.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I have friends that are men. I like guys.
They're okay.
Like, friends.
Yeah, I have guy friends.
Like, I like hanging out with dudes. I like chit-chatting with dudes. I mean, all my friends at work are all dudes.
I just think that a lot of guys, for some reason, feel like they need to establish their dominance. Because, for some reason, lesbians threaten their manhood.
I don't like those dudes.
I don't understand it. That's why, I mean, and I'm not trying to, like, not like something because I don't understand it. But who understands that kind of behavior? Like, what does one thing have to do with another? I'm not trying to steal your girlfriend, dude. Relax. Like, it's like that's what they think, that you're going to steal their girlfriend.
I think if I feel that way about a guy...
I'm not trying to steal your girlfriend, dude, relax. Like, it's like that's what they think, that you're going to steal their girlfriend.
I think if I feel that way about a guy, like, he's feeling like I'm an aggressive, I won't associate with them, whoever them is. Because I don't want that power play. Like,
yeah.
It's not a part of my life. That power play is not a part of my life in general. Not
yeah.
not with lesbians, not with men, not with my partner, not with my friends, it's just not a part of my life.
Well, he wants to constantly establish their dominance. Gosh.
I think the men that feel like lesbians hate men are men who...
are insecure with themselves to begin with?
Yeah, like the overly compensating dudes. The ones that are like, I am men, hear me roar.
Ew.
They're excessive.
A bit.
And some chicks dig that, but I don't think a lot of chicks dig it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't fucking know. They're excessive. They're excessive.
A bit.
And some chicks dig that, but I don't think a lot of chicks dig it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't fucking know. I don't know what straight chicks dig in dudes. At all. But they gotta dig something. It's kinda like being... It's kinda like when you're a fucking... When you're a lesbian. Like, there's something you dig in women. There's obviously something that chicks dig in dudes, but I can't imagine that an aggressive, straight dude is attractive to...
Some girls love that.
...to anyone but someone who is completely fucked up.
Some chicks dig that.
Are they fucked up, though?
Not all of them.
Like, they have some issue?
I don't think so.
Maybe you don't know their issue.
Maybe I don't.
So we probably shouldn't be talking about dudes on a lesbian podcast.
Why? It's a lesbian podcast. We can talk about whatever we want.
It's true, because we're lesbians.
You're gay?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Don't tell anyone.
You should listen to this podcast. It's like a lesbian podcast. I think it was episode 2. It's all about coming out of the closet and everything. You should really
listen to that one.
Yeah, to help you with that problem you seem to have.
I don't know if it's going to help people. It might freak them out.
Okay, so back on point, then. I don't think lesbians hate men.
I think straight girls. I hate men. Definitely think that straight girls hate men.
They do.
Straight girls
absolutely
hate men.
Do. You, have you ever stood at the bus stop or the train station and listened to a girl talk to her friend on the phone about her boyfriend and how much she hates him, or a woman talk about her husband and all the nasty things he does and with their facial hairs and their body smells and their farts and everything like that? I mean, lesbians fart too, but... And some of them have, you know, facial hair, but that's okay, because...
But we shave it!
But we shave it, and we clean it up. Well, we should.
Not necessarily. I've met some lesbians with full-on beards.
Yeah, me too. I was trying to...
But we shave it! But we shave it!
But we shave it, and we clean it up. Well, we should.
Not necessarily. I've met some lesbians with full-on beards.
Yeah, me too. I was trying not to take it there. But...
And that's okay.
I definitely
think... Love them. Love their facial hair. Do it like you do it. Do it like you do it, lady.
How hot would it be if you went to softball and someone had the full on, like, you know, the mustache that you wax and it goes up and it curls at the end? Not so funny, huh?
No, that's never gonna happen.
Yeah, but, I'm gonna do it, damn it. Wait.
You don't have a mustache.
Sorry.
You're gonna put a fake one on or something?
Think about it.
That's retarded. We're getting off point. See, we have nothing to talk about with men.
No.
So we're getting off point.
See, and the thing is that,
like, we don't think about them enough.
But see, now, I do. I do, because... You know, because I lived the straight life. I did that in quotes, you know, the straight life, you know, for a really long time. And I didn't come out until recently, well, in the last, you know, 2-3 years. But I've gotten used to men and the whole, and I understand that, you know, the cologne, the way that they dress, the politeness, you know, and that always, and I can understand that would be something that women would flock towards. And I get that, you know, and you see, like, the magazine articles or in the movies with the guy with his shirt off and he's all muscular and the sun's glistening off him, you know. But even when I was straight, I was looking at the bikini-clad blonde standing behind him, wiping herself off, telling my friends, I'm looking at the guy, wow, look at his package. And,
yeah, and they're going, baby, I could take care of you, too.
Right.
Baby, I'll take care of you way better than that glistening man ever could.
Exactly. Now, I told my friends, of course, I was looking at the hot guy waving himself off with a towel, but I was looking at that blonde. But she was looking at him. You know, and that's the way that twisted circle goes, but I don't understand what... I don't know. Now, I'm on the other side of it, and I don't know how women, straight women, deal with men like that at the bar with their pickup lines and their silly gestures and what they think is cool and what they think is right. I mean, not to mention the fact that it takes them God knows how long just to find a clip. I mean, now, I'm serious. It's like you need to draw a map. Like, you need to sit there with the lights on and be like, now this is where you, no, lick, don't bite, lick. Like, and it's just, it's not, you know, but with a lesbian, she, you know, she knows right where she's going. I'm serious. It's like you need to draw a map. Like, you need to sit there with the lights on and be like, now this is where you, no, lick, don't bite, lick. Like, and it's just, it's not, you know, but with a lesbian, she, you know, she knows right where she's going. That roadmap's in her head.
Well, she's got the same junk.
Exactly. You know how women think. I like that.
You know how women think.
Yeah.
You're addressing that to me.
No, I'm saying it as a generalized statement that, you know, a lesbian knows how women think, and they know what they want, and they know when to be soft and when to be a little rough, and they know that. Men don't have a damn clue what women want, and I think that might be what makes them so angry about lesbians, because we know what they want, we know what their wife wants, and he doesn't know, we know.
But it's not all men. I don't think it's all men. It's not.
No, I don't think all men.
I think it's the insecure men, the fake bravado men, the ones that are And granted, I don't know much about men, because I really don't care. About the sexual relationship aspects of a man, I don't care. I have men that are friends, and I love them to death. But the sexual bravado of it all, it's like fakeness. It's like the I am man, hear me roar.
Pardon
really?
Me?
Seriously? Not that much of a man. Pull it back.
Oh, and I love the men that give you their seal of approval. Oh, you're together? Oh, that's cool. No, I respect that. I respect that. After he just hit on your girlfriend.
God! Our landlord. Great guy. Or not.
No, he's a great guy.
He is a great guy. But
he's just old school.
Not for nothing. He said to me in the very beginning, I'll never forget it. He's like, you know, I'm okay with everything that goes on. You know, I'm very intrigued by your lifestyle. Intrigued? You're okay? Thank you for
your... need your approval.
Thanks, buddy.
I think that's just men. I think that's just men in general. The ones who are secure, quote-unquote, secure with themselves. They feel so secure that they can let you know that they're okay with the gay. They're okay with the gay thing. The gay thing.
They're okay with the lesbian thing. There's
because
big,
that's hot.
Big difference.
Oh, yeah, because that's
lesbian. They're okay with the lesbian thing. If it's going to somehow, and we're not talking about all men. We're talking about the over-egotistical, the not okay with themselves men. They are over-egotistical and just... crazy. Good thing I can cut. These are the type of men that find lesbians hot. And find gay men repulsive. P.S. Straight men has nothing to fucking do with you either way. And these men think that lesbians can somehow have something to do with them. If they could stick it in it, they're okay with it. And if they have two somethings to stick it in it, they're doubly okay with it. Now, talking about two gay men, they're not okay with it. Because they don't want to stick it in it. So they don't like gay men. Good news, though. Gay men will own you, and then rent you out, and then own you again, because two men together will always, always, always have more power in this social structure than a man and a woman ever will. So that's another reason why I think straight men have an issue with gay men. Two men together?
Well, I mean,
it's a complete power struggle.
Exactly, because men, they say this is a man's world and men are supposed to make more money than women, and they do. And they do. Not all of them. There are some, you know, power dykes and power women that just make money, and kudos to you. But you know, it's a known thing that men make more money. So, I mean, you put two men together, you're talking about a hell of a monthly income right there. Just like if you put two powered like attorneys or something like that together. Whoo! You're talking about a power duo right there.
Like on L Word.
Right? Oh,
Ben,
man.
And Tina.
Right? Even when Tina wasn't really doing anything, she was just doing the mom thing. It's still the two of them, and then she got going with her thing, and they were unstoppable.
Yeah.
Unstoppable. Like Phyllis and her girlfriend. They were two attorneys. No, the other one was an attorney. Anyway, enough the L Word. It's over. I don't want to cry. On the iPod. I feel the tears.
On the iPod?
I mean, that podcast. That is not a plug. I am not plugging iPod. iPod has, and Macintosh have nothing to do with this podcast.
Although we have one.
Unless you're Macintosh and you want to donate all your money.
And you could totally give us some computers. And some iPods.
Donate to the cause, Macintosh.
Give us some iPods.
We know that your Apple is a rainbow flag.
Now.
Come on, people. I hope you cut that out.
That's just funny.
It is a rainbow flag, though.
It is a rainbow flag.
Macintosh is very LGBT friendly.
I don't think they're gay, though.
No, they're not gay. How do you know? You know what? Gay advertising is becoming very big. People are starting...
We're going off the subject. I had to burp.
Well, advertising companies are really starting to amp up their support for the community. They're getting some shit for it, but they're definitely trying to let the gay community know, like, yo, we're backing you up. Make sure you keep spending your money in our store.
Honey, we're not going to use all this. I think...
Well, I guess that's the podcast. iPod. Why don't you cut that out?
That's just funny.
It is a rainbow flag, though.
It is a rainbow flag.
Macintosh is very LGBT
friendly. I don't think they're gay, though.
No, they're not gay. How do you know? You know what? Gay advertising is becoming very big. People are starting...
We're going off the subject. I had to burp.
Well, advertising companies are really starting to amp up their support for the community. They're getting some shit for it, but they're definitely trying to let the gay community know, like, yo, we're backing you up. Make sure you keep spending your money in our store.
Honey, we're not going to use all this. I think...
Well, I guess...
I don't really interact with the excessively aggressive men, the ones that are a little befuddled by us being lesbians.
Even for that matter, I don't really interact well with the butch lesbians that are constantly putting out their... They're pretty much measuring their dick, too.
Yeah, but they are a product of our society.
I
and
know.
And the gender roles.
I know, and I respect that. You know, and to date, I haven't had a problem with any butches, for that matter, or femmes, or in between, or anything. You know, but I would just... I don't deal well with the measuring the dick contest. I get really annoyed. I get really irritated.
I don't either.
Especially when I'm at the bar and you see two men fighting over one girl and they're like, and I want to throw up.
Ooh, how about that dude?
When we were at the bar with my friend was bartending. I know. You want to tell a story?
No, you tell a story.
Okay.
You tell it better.
So, okay. So we were at the bar. My friend was bartending, and we were sitting there. And we were over in the corner, like at the end of the bar, where like you flip it up and the bartender comes out. And we were having a good old time, a couple beers, hadn't hung out with her for a while, so we were just, you know, having a good time, and,
let me interject when I want to. I'll just go like this. I can cut that out. Having a good time, and carry on.
What were you going to say? And this guy, I guess he was a regular. Well, I don't know how he could be a regular, because he said he just got out of jail.
He just got out of jail. He said he just got out of jail.
I think he's...
Go.
Anyway, so he was hitting on me first, and... I just kept blowing him off, you know, because I was there with my girl, so...
We were sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, like, close. Like, you know, intimate. We were sitting there and everything, sharing a drink.
P.S. I look like a dyke, too.
Yeah, she definitely wears a $3 bill. And then we get in conversation, and I told him, I'm with her and everything, and he was like, oh, you know, I'm okay with that, I'm cool with that. And he just... It was gross. He obviously was still trying to keep going to see if maybe he could get in it. He had just got out of jail. He was looking for some play.
So then I go out for a cigarette, and he comes out right after me. And he's standing outside telling me a story about how he just got out of jail. And, like, literally just got out of jail.
Yeah, hello, alarms start going off.
And he's like, you know what, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with you guys being lesbians and stuff. And I think your girl's hot, and I think you're hot, too. So, you know, maybe we could, like, hang out sometime. Really, dude? Politely, I left the conversation because dude just got out of jail. He might cut me.
He might shank you.
He might shank me.
Right.
So we go back in, and I'm sitting at the bar stool, right where I was before. And he is, like, way too close to you. Way too close to you. Trying to talk to us.
He was hovering.
He was hovering, and it was close. Obnoxious.
He was inside my comfort zone.
All right, so carry on.
Well, all I kept thinking to myself is, if she was a dude, you would never, ever, ever in a million years have walked over here and tried to get in my pants. Like, you never even would have thought about it, whether she was a guy and whether he was my friend or my boyfriend. There's no way that this dude would have ever, ever walked up in to the middle of that and tried to wedge himself in there and see if he could have a good time. And I was irritated by it, but I didn't want to piss him off, you know, of course, because we were in a straight bar. So we were the ones who were, you know, outnumbered. Had this been a gay bar, it would have been a totally different situation. But we were in a straight bar. And I just tried to laugh it off as something funny, but I could see she was getting pissed. And dude just had a couple too many cocktails. He was...
I was really pissed.
I know you were. And I could see this escalating to a nasty... And you also got to remember, dude just got out of jail. So he still has the whole jail paranoia going on with him. And, you know, the jailhouse vibe about him. So it was an uncomfortable situation.
So that weird circumstance led to... Really pissed.
I know you were. And I could see this escalating to a nasty... And you also gotta remember, dude just got out of jail. So he still has the whole jail paranoia going on with him. And, you know, the jailhouse vibe about him. So it was an uncomfortable situation.
So that weird circumstance led to me having to push myself in between her and him, getting him off of her. Because he was that close, like, hovering. And her friends on the other side of the bar trying to, like, mediate the situation because it was obviously going to be a situation.
It was escalating.
And I was like, dude, like, just back the fuck off. Just back off. And at that point, obviously I wasn't aggressive enough, but he says to me, well, maybe sometime we can hang out, you know? When are you guys coming? Are you going to come next Friday? So he was trying to hook something up with me.
He was definitely looking to get some...
And I was like, yeah, no, dude. You just need to back off. Like, get the fuck away.
Yeah, it was really...
And at that point, he got the fuck away and invited us next Friday.
Yeah, well... It's just that irritates me. And that's the respect line. But there is none.
Right, like, if I had the muscle behind that, and if I had the dudism behind that, I would have clocked the motherfucker.
Yeah, but you also...
But I'm a chick, and I'm still attractive, and I'm still cute.
And we were still at the straight bar.
A chick.
A chick. They would have had no problem hitting you, though.
I would have had no problem fucking clocking him. You knew how angry I was.
I know. So, when it's all said and done, we left a little early.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So those would be kind of aggressive
behaviors
that are, like, totally unwarranted. Like, two chicks together are not cool.
Oh, and how about that or guy from work?
It's true, I love dudes. It's not a sexual love. It's a friendship love. The closest friendships I've ever had were with guys.
Yeah, me too. Some of them.
You know?
I like them as a friend. I like them as someone I can talk to sometimes.
Not as a relationship.
No.
I think that's where the weirdness comes in.
Yeah.
Sexuality is absolutely positively ingrained in our society. And the pseudo appropriate sexuality is also ingrained in our society. That's why lesbians don't really hang out with dudes. It's ingrained in who they are.
Yeah.
And if they like you, love you, think about you in that way, then God forbid. You better love them back. With the aggressive males. You better love them back. With the aggressive males.
Because we go to all women's festivals, lesbian festivals, and I'm totally fine going through my whole entire day and not seeing one man. Like, that doesn't bother me in the least. In fact, when I come back to society, it's almost like a shock to be surrounded by all these men. And it's a
big shock.
It is. And it's not a shock that's good. In fact, it sucks. But I don't hate men. But hate is such a strong word. I don't hate men. I'm just okay without them is all. You know? I mean, if they would, to put it quite frankly, if they took all straight men and took them off this earth.
Straight, aggressive, egotistical men.
No, I could say all men.
No, because I like some dudes. I really do.
There's like a dude I like. Two, and one's because he's my dad.
I like dudes. Dudes are fine. You don't like Ron?
I could do without him.
But I like him.
Yeah, sure, I like him. Like him just fine. But I'd be just okay.
I wouldn't be.
I would. I'd be just fine. That means there'd be a lot more straight girls turning gay.
Well, there would be, but I'm cutting it out. That's not the point of the podcast.
Okay.
We're trying to be happy, Skippy, towards men.
Okay.
You're allowed to love guys without trying to fuck them.
I know. I just don't.
I love dudes.
It's funny how you say that, dude.
Well, I got along better with my dad than I did my mother. Love that dude. I love my brother-in-law. Love that dude. Love all the dudes in my life that aren't aggressive sexually. Love those dudes. The aggressive sexual nature that makes me not very happy with a dude. I won't say I hate him. I don't hate anybody, male or female. I don't like the excessive aggressiveness. In our lesbian world, you're being silent now.
I'm listening to you. I'm not interrupting.
Part.
Well, I don't hate men. I don't think most lesbians hate men. I think it's straight girls hate men. That's where the hate's coming from. It's from the women.
Straight
women
hate some men.
Yes, they do.
Why do they hate some men?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know why. But they do.
Because they can be most emotionally affected by men.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Seems to me like they rule their world.
Yeah.
And the light god has rescued me. Chest hair.
Men don't suck. I have chest hair.
No, you don't. You have... You do not have chest hair.
I have chin hair.
Okay. You do have some chin hair. But that's it. That's okay. That's because your strap-on's so big.
I'm not putting that in there. I just slapped my face on the strap-on thing last time. That's rude.
Ew!
You're welcome.
Don't do the scab! I can't believe you just did that.
And it's crunchy in my teeth. You want to hear it? It's not a scab.
It's on your fucking teeth.
It's not a scab. It's blood. From my scabby blood thing. Shut up.
Dawn, it's on your fucking tooth.
It's not. It's behind my tooth.
It's right here.
It's behind it.
Dawn, it's on your bottom fucking tooth. I'm telling you right now.
Man.
I'm not kissing you.
I'm not kissing you.
Kiss me.
No.
Kiss me.
Kiss me. Ew, I think you just wiped it on me.
No, I did not.
I'm going to go put the chicken in the fryer. I'm going to go put your chicken in the fryer. I'm trying to stop it. Stop it!
In closing, most lesbians do not hate men. Most women who do hate men are straight. For whatever reason, there is some sort of malcontent between straight dudes and straight chicks. We're speaking of only the men that think that lesbians hate men, because lesbians do not hate men. Do not hate men. They hate the excessive, they dislike the excessive aggressiveness of the male persona. Like, don't flare your shit. The women who hate men, or dislike men, whatever you want to say, because hate is a strong word, are straight women. They're not too fond of you dudes. So there kind of has to be some sort of shift. Either figure out what it is that your girls don't like, or shut the hell up. Like, lesbians do not hate you. Your women hate you. Focus. Focus, dudes. Focus. This has been Psycho Lesbian Podcast Episode 4. Thank you so much for listening. We're climbing the charts, whatever charts that might be. In my mind, it's brilliant, but thank you for listening. There's a huge thunderstorm going on outside, so there's lightning going on, so I gotta stop. Thank you for listening, and listen up for episode 5. We're gonna switch it up on episode 5, and we're gonna make it all about vaginas, girls. All about the vagina. The bajayjay. All about the vagina. The bajayjay. Alright. Bye. Psycho.